Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have with us tonight 72 Life. 72 Life is from the state of New York. He is a rapper, and he's on Show Talk with Angela Butler tonight. I'm glad you all could tune in and listen. 72 Life, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Why did you decide to become a rapper or an artist?
It was kind of a dare. I started off writing poetry when I was 14. Kept doing it, got a couple things published here and there, did a bunch of talent shows and whatnot. And now, my older brother kind of pushed me to try to do it to music, and it just seemed like something that became natural and something that I found a passion in. And, that's kind of why I started rapping, and the more I did it, the more passion came out of it, and I felt like I could share a good message.
Okay. You are very talented.
Thank you.
You are very talented. Who has influenced you the most? Who has influenced you in your life the most?
In my life or music?
Your life and music, both.
I would say probably my parents. Just the struggle that I grew up, that my parents tried to give me, a better life. I would say that influenced me the most with my parents. Towards music, I would probably have to say Common, Wu-Tang Clan, Buddha Monk, Dungeon Master. I would say that's who influenced most of music.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's great. That's great. What was your childhood like? What was your childhood like? If you don't want to answer, you don't have to. If I'm getting too personal, just say so. But what was your childhood like?
Well, growing up, well, from birth. So I was born in 1987, November 6th, Scorpios. But I was born in Los Angeles. And I was born to a mother who was a Blood, and my dad was a Crip. So being born into that, my mom was a prostitute and struggled with cocaine. So I came out a crack baby, and it was just, I went into foster care when I was two, until I was two, and then I was adopted to Utah to a Caucasian family. From there, I struggled with a lot of stuff, just attachment issues. I had a thing where I didn't really trust women. My mom, if I ever, had any accidents or everything, I blame it on my mom for stuff. So just a lot of attachment issues. I was very violent. I went to rehab. I went to a drug rehab when I was five, actually. That was pretty rough. So just growing up, I was always a rough kid, had a rough nature. Went back into the foster system when I was 14. So I stayed from 14 to 18 in the foster system and foster homes and detention centers and group homes.
Okay, so you had your life has been rough.
It
hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy, but you're successful in your own right. I believe you told me you were working on a record deal. You don't have to say with who or anything like that, but you're working on a record deal. So I that's admirable.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that will definitely come out soon.
Okay. All right.
Indeed. So, and I just want to let it be known, I grew up rough with rough opportunities, but I do believe that, and this has come through my own wisdom over the years, that even though my mom struggled with what she did and she may have left me in the hospital, it's one of those things that I find that she did it for a reason, and I always try to search for that reason. Fighting with it when I was a kid, I used to think that mom didn't love me or whatnot. But nowadays I choose to think that it was a second chance at life, that I didn't have to live the life that she lived. And I don't know, maybe I just do that to find peace. But you know, I did have a better opportunity. And my adopted parents took care of me, and that's why I call mom and dad, you know. But they definitely did take care of me and, you know, did the best they could.
Okay. Well, you know, you have a very positive attitude. You had a rough beginning, but I'm glad to see that God is blessing you and that you are coming out on top.
Amen. Thank you.
Are you aware that you beat the odds, so to sense, in a sense? Are you aware that you are not a statistic, that you beat the odds by becoming a rap artist, having 2 or 3 jobs and things like that?
Yeah, that makes sense. I never really thought of being a statistic. I think it's always just trying to always outdo myself, and whatever my past has been is just to let that be my past and try to, I guess you could say the word is just like restitution. You know, you're just giving back to the people and sharing my story. I never thought of myself as quite a statistic.
That's great. That's great. That's like I said, you have a very positive attitude. You have a very positive outlook on life, and that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes.
God is good.
Yes, God is good. God is great. God is great. You went in the military. Which branch of service did you go in?
Into the United States Army.
United States Army. Okay. All right.
Yes,
you went to the United States Army. Did you enjoy your time there?
Yeah. I enlisted when I was in 2008. It was kind of one of those things. Right after I got out of my group home, went to college. I went to college and got involved with women and whatnot. You know, I had my weaknesses, and I ended up getting my girlfriend pregnant. So we got married, whatnot. We had a you know, my first son, DeMarcus, who's 5 now. And I just felt like the military, like we were struggling so hard just to be I was 19 years old, just, you know, and that was my opportunity, I guess, to make a second life. And a better opportunity for us. So I joined the military in 2008. You know, did basic training. Everything was great. I was stationed active duty at Fort Stewart, Georgia. So I did active duty for 3 years. Did one tour in Iraq, which was good. It's had its ups and downs, but it was good. And now I'm currently in Boston, Massachusetts, where I serve still in the Massachusetts National Guard as a chaplain's assistant. So, but it's been quite an experience. It's had its ups and downs, and but you know, I've learned it's all about the brotherhood. You know, a lot of my brothers I respect for what they did, and you know, it's the best part about it is just having people there who, you know, have your back no matter what.
Okay.
So
that's wonderful. Do you learn? So you went in the military. So that you answered my question. Are you single? Is what I was going to ask you, because that's what's been coming up on chat. Is he single? And I have to say, you want to say you're married. Okay.
Yes.
Am I right?
Okay. Yes.
That's what's been coming up on my chat, Ryan. I don't have a lot of callers, but I have about 8 people on chat and about, I don't know how many callers. What awards have you won?
Let's see. My awards, my first award started, what was it, 2010, when I was actually in Iraq, and I took a little studio over to Iraq with me. So in 2010, I submitted to the broadjam.com to International Songwriting Competition, which helped me to compete against 16,000 other writers over, you know, internationally. 16,000 internationally.
Okay.
I recorded a song over there. I wrote it. I recorded it, and it was dedicated to the girl I was dating at the time. And it was called Ace Boom Boom. And I submitted that to the competition, and I happened to, you know, it ended up going to the semifinals, and I won semifinalist songwriter. So over 16,000, you know, competitors.
Okay.
That was my first one. My second one, I went. In 2011, I went back to that competition, submitted another song, and I became the 2011 semifinalist songwriter, you know, at the same competition. Also in 2011, I was chosen as the hottest artist by Universal Records. Let's see. And then also within that same site, thebroadgem.com, three times I've been voted as the top 10 Billboard songwriter for a song I did called Think of Me. Let's see. I think that's about it.
So my next question would have to be, are you still an independent artist? Right now you're currently an independent artist.
Yes, I am currently an independent artist.
Okay. How long have you been a rapper? Exactly how many years?
I would say about 4 years now.
About four years?
Doesn't feel like 4 years. Feels like, you know, and that was basically my other struggle is I started doing music right before I joined the military, and that was one of my biggest struggles, that once I joined the military, I was still recording songs in my own little home studio, but I never had time to perform or compete or do any showcases or anything, you know, radio interviews, because I was always training. So I feel like this last year has been when I really got to shine as an artist and get out there and network.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've been networking talent and God. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to go to break. 7 to last, we're going to go to break. We're going to play one of your songs, and we're going to come back and finish the interview, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
They say, once a cheater, always. It's a shame, played you like a ball game. Who's to blame when dirt's thrown on the flame? Things may never change, you swear that they are all the same. C-H-E-A-T-E, on execution of the cheater. The cheater, the cheater, the cheater, the cheater, the cheater, the cheater, the cheater. One time for the walk of life, my hustle, struggle, and fight, put in work, earn my stripes.
Execution of the cheetah.
One with the gods, name's Hercules, but I'm just a man, still surfacing. And I've seen this perfect queen, 3426 working jeans, conflict of interest, work with me.
Execution of the cheetah.
Let me air it out, wife at home that I care about. Little bit lost in the air right now. Little bit of trust can't compare right now. Little bit of us, let's tear it down. Little bit of luck that she won't find out. That she won't find out.
Execution of the cheetah.
Trust but verify, this is scary. I killed love by initiation. Let's be real, it was imitation. And to think it was just us three, and to think that you trust me, once upon a time but not long ago, I understand that you gotta go. You did your best like the honor roll, and I flunked it, and I dropped out. And to say that I'm sorry is a cop out. Put a medal to my head, I just rocked out. And they say, once a cheater, always. It's a shame, played you like a ball game. Who's to blame when dirt's thrown on the flame? Things may never change, you swear that they are all the same. C-H-E-A-T-E, on execution of the cheetah. The cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah, execution of the cheetah. Now it's a face-off, no telling what the case cost.
America, what's all the dream?
I mean, what is a king without a queen? Let's see what that look like, dude. United as one, divided by who? Sprinkle on lust and it's 2 times 1. You left, she left, I am the sum. I plead my case like that ain't my gun. Like that ain't my gun, but it is my gun.
Execution of the cheater.
Cheating isn't season, the latest fashion. If love is war, salute to those who made it past it. Blinded by passion, no excuses. Attachment issues, I be on my EK2-ish. But karma's knocking, mark of the beast.
Ain't nothing like a woman scorned until she cheats. I'm still young, but it gets old. What a fucked up, rough, tough, tattered soul. KIA doesn't matter though. Truth be told, shame on me. Execution of the cheater and the aim's on me.
And they say, once a cheater, always. It's a shame, played you like a ball game. Who's to blame when dirt's thrown on the flame? Things may never change. You swear that they are all the same. C H E A T E R. Execution of the cheater, the cheater, the cheater, the cheater, the cheater, the cheater, the cheater. Execution of the cheater.
That was one of your songs, Execution of a Cheater. Did you write this song?
Yes, I did.
You wrote it. Okay. So do you write all your own lyrics to all your music?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. Talented. Okay. If you could change one thing about your life, what would it be?
One thing about my life, probably the rate in which I learn stuff. I feel like I'm one of the guys that always learns the hard way. I choose to be little hard-headed, and I've made some decisions in my life that I later regret. That's probably my biggest thing, is the rate at which I learn.
Okay. The way in which you learn things, because
yes.
You learn things the hard way. Okay.
Yes, always the hard way. And though learning equals wisdom, it's still one of those things I get myself in trouble.
Okay. All right. Okay. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, probably with a home, car. You know, I'm already a father, so my kids will be a little bit older and smarter. Probably another kid on the way, I would imagine. My beautiful wife. Let's see. I would like to think that I would be signed by then. Signed and probably be able to hear me on the mainstream radio, or, you know, be able to purchase my stuff digitally, you know, at the more available to the public. Probably hopefully see me on TV in 5 years, I expect, according to my plans.
Okay. So you have yet to be in any films or commercials or television, am I correct?
Correct.
Correct, okay. So are you recognized when you go places? Are there certain places that you go that people say, there's Seven to Life. Can I have your autograph?
Yeah, sometimes, whether it's an event or sometimes on the T station, you know, if I'm taking the train somewhere, sometimes people recognize me.
Okay, sometimes people recognize you. Okay. When people recognize you, is it good or bad? Does it make you feel good, or can it be annoying? I mean, I don't think you reached the point where the way they did Michael Jackson, you know, chasing and stuff like that.
Right.
How does it make you feel?
Well, I always approach fans humbly. It's always nice to be recognized for what I do, and that, you know, that's a part of the message. I try to bring a great message to people. And, you know, this is always my message. I don't want people to, you know, you can nod your head and shake your booty to a song, but that's not my message. I want you to be able to, you know, I want to touch your heart. So when I meet these people face to face, it's a very warming thing. It's like a reunion with with the people that, you know, that my music has finally hit them, and they, when they approach me, it's always a nice gesture, you know. And I'm humble. I'd love to sit down and chat with people and get to know them, and you know, that's why I'm kind of glad it's slow for now. I can actually take the time to get to know people. So it's a pleasure when I see a fan.
It's a pleasure when you see a fan. Okay, I'm going to ask this question, and if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. But how do you feel towards your mother? I know, as you said earlier, that as you get older, you understand your mother's decisions now. But
right.
How do you feel towards her, your family? You said your dad was a blood gang member.
No,
and you...
Yeah, my dad was a Crip. My mom was a blood. How do I feel? I've always, well, this is the other thing. Let me share this real quick. A lot of people might be wondering. So once I was adopted, I never, ever again had touch with my biological family.
Okay.
So now I'm 24 now, and in the last 5 years, I have gotten in contact with them. When my adopted dad passed, when he passed away, there was a paper that was stuck, you know, caught in the corner of his safe because he kept all my paperwork in the safe. And, you know, it stated that I had siblings that I never knew that I had. I have six siblings that were on this paper. So, you know, I once I saw that paper, I proceeded to, you know, search MySpace, you know, the social networks, search MySpace, and I ended up finding my little brother, Deshaun. And from that, you know, I hit him up on MySpace, and I was like, "Look, guy, I don't know you from the person next to me, but I'm looking. This is who I'm looking for, and you kind of look like me, and you know, you have the last name of Gene, which is my dad's name." And you know, I sent him the message, and he messaged me back. I guess they grew up always knowing about me. They always knew that I was. I guess I was the only one that was adopted out.
Oh, you were the you think you might have been the only one that was adopted out? Okay.
Yeah, that's for sure. So adopted out to other families. Everybody else, like, even though my mom was struggling, they either stay with her or they stay with, like her sisters, like my aunts and stuff like that. So, but I guess they always grew up knowing about me. Let's see, what else? So when I finally found them, like, it's kind of like talking to a stranger. Like, I know you're my brother, I know you're my sister, I know you're my mom, and I know you're my dad, but I never knew you guys. But at the same time, we're very alike. When it comes to my family, we're very alike. We get along great. And, you know, you see us together, you might think we grew up together all of our lives. But the fact is, you know, they dealt with my parents' struggles all their life, and I didn't. And, you know, coming into it, I gave everybody a fresh start. Like, you know, in my life, I want to keep positive people around me. I want to make sure that
I understand it.
Right, so, I mean, I was very hesitant, like, knowing where her past is. My first couple questions to her was, why? Like, why did you do what you did? And she was very, you know, she was in tears and emotional about it. You know, she just, all she could do was just apologize for her decisions in that time. And then my second question was, why didn't you ever come and get me?
Okay.
And it's not that I was unhappy. It's just, you know, that was my mom. I was, you know, somebody that they tell you that's your mom, you want to know. And she could never really answer that. She, you know, her thing was, even up to when I met her, when I was about 20, she still struggled. She still struggled. Up to this day, she, you know, she's had a relapse within the last year. So she still struggled with it. And that's heartening to me, is that it's still a problem. Now, we do talk often. You know, I tell her that I love her. She does realize, she said it herself, she realizes that I have a family and that she will fit in whenever she can get in.
Okay.
I am kind of bad. I know I don't call as much as I should. And that's still something that I deal with. You know, on the surface, it's all taken care of, but it's one of those things, unless we sit down and talk it out, and I see her every day, that's one of those things, like, it's still, there's still that distance.
Okay. All right. I'm glad to know that you found your biological family, your blood family, and that you and them stay in contact with each other and that you're bonding with each other and that you find that you have so much in common. That's a wonderful thing.
Oh, indeed. And, just to expand on that just a little bit more, my music name, 7-2 Life, so a lot of people think it's like a jail sentence. They think that it's, did you get locked up? Is that why it's 7-2 Life? No, it's not that at all. What it really is in my family, my mom had 9 kids. When they were younger, 2 of them passed away. So as of today, 7 of us are still alive. So you see the resemblance to 7-2 Life. So, it's a question I asked my sister, like, I want to have a name that means something. Exactly. So in this way, not only do I fight for the people, but I fight for my own people. The 7 of life. That's what we're about, is bringing life and maintaining what it takes to live.
Okay. We're going to play another song. And I believe this is called Missing You.
Michael. I thought I knew you, someone that I could trust. Thought we'd do the unthinkable, miles away from lust. We were Cupid's best creation, like role models and such. And we drove our friends crazy the way we laughed and we touched. But was I dreaming? Did I fall in love with the idea of a family? With a Shakespeare for one moment and Romeo was happily. But am I so wrong? Believing longevity as time goes on. Thomas Edison's love shit, but lights go on. And the truth turned to lies, will I be so strong? One question in my mind, can't get it out of my head. And it all makes sense, why flicks of hearts are red. Table, feel like a warrior, gotta learn my lesson, create euphoria, and never be a drunk, I'm just hurt, that was so cold, but I feel so burnt, trying to find the answer, studying the text, used to play the game, so you fucking with the best, 1 lie, 2 lie, 3 lie, 4, down for the count, hugging on the floor, I try to protect us from Hannibal Lecter, but you say Wi-Fi and I couldn't connect us, try to save face, but didn't think of me, punch, pilot, wash your hands free, I try to protect us from Hannibal Lecter, you say Wi-Fi, but I couldn't connect us, try to save face, but didn't think of me, Pontius Pilate, wash your hands free. Was it worth your came birth? It was best you leave. One question my mind about your dirty deed. One question my mind about your dirty deed. Did you think of me?
Yeah.
Missing You by 7 to Life. 7 to Life is on the show with Show Talk with Angela Butler. 7 to Life.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, I do a lot of work in my spare time. I write music, network, try to attend events. Haven't really been on it now, but I used to be really big into b-boying, you know, breakdancing and stuff like that. Now I just find myself, whether it's writing, you know, in the gym. I do a lot of powerlifting in the gym and spending time with my family. Reading books, reading a couple of poetry books right now, you know, studying history and stuff like that. Just trying to keep, wisdom and knowledge and, that's how you achieve that power, you know.
That's how you achieve that power, okay, and keep that power. Okay. Who would you most like to work with? Who would you most like to work with in the industry?
Most like to work with, I would have to say, like, Common, India Ari, Nas, Jaheim, Joe, Keisha Cole, let's see, who else? Method Man, and Capadonna. Yeah.
Okay. So those are the people you most like to work with, do a single with, or even being in a film with or something? Okay, those are the artists that you would most like to work with. Okay. You named some big names and some very talented people.
I mean, those are the people that got the soul, you know. Like Common is not only an amazing actor, but he's an amazing music artist.
Okay.
And let's see, you know, Method Man did a little bit of acting. And, you know, he's, just the way he speaks about what his experiences. That's what I think all these people have in common is, you know, not that I don't like the Lil Wayne's or the 50 Cent's or, the Lil Kim's or whatnot. I respect them, but that's not my style. My style would be, you know, towards the Common and Keisha Cole's and, such like that. The people who speak about the soul who just, I don't know, I guess in my opinion, they just bleed that soul out.
Soul. Yes, soul. That's the right word, soul. They have soul.
At the end of the day, that's what this music's about. You know, whatever we do, that's what it's all about. It's just provoking.
You play. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Do you play any instruments?
I do not. I tend to drum on my desk a little bit, but that's about it.
Okay. All right. So that's what it's about at the end of the day, about soul. Okay. What advice do you have for the youth? What advice would you give to the young people? The young people who are, let's say, misguided, are those, and also those who are hoping to go into the entertainment industry, let's say rapping, R&B, any of it. What advice do you have for them? And that's a two-part question, and it's
okay.
Really two separate questions, but please answer.
yeah, definitely. Let's see. Two parts. So for people towards life, life and wisdom, I think it's my biggest key has been trusting people. Professionals, people who you know are doing well in their life, and even people who struggle. You got to learn to take the good out of the bad and the bad out of the good. You got to learn to separate things, and make an understanding and a reasoning of those things. And then once you understand that reasoning of things, you have to apply it to how to learn from that. It takes a lot of commitment. So just be committed to what you're doing. Committed to whatever your cause is. Once you find a reason to live, a reason to breathe, a reason to talk, a reason to have a voice. commit to that and just, you know, that's your message. That's who you are. Be true to that. And, you know, I think the biggest thing out of life is just being genuine, you know, in whatever your art may be, just be genuine in that and realize whatever your cause is, that's your cause, that's your purpose. And the only thing you can do from there is to improve your purpose. As far as about music, I would say you gotta know your craft. Know the business. Like, you may be a singer, a rapper, a poet, whatever it is. Like, not only do research on people who are successful that you look up to, do your research on them and see what made them successful or what they did, and try to improve on that. Identify with somebody, but also learn the business. If you want to be a rapper and a singer, you need to know about contracts. You need to know about electronic press kits. You need to know about marketing strategies. What time is the best time to promote your music? I would say contracts is probably one of the best things that an artist needs to know. He needs to know contracts, how to write them, how to read them, and how to understand them. That's the biggest thing that I see is people doing bad business. Because a lot of people will just do bad business to see that you're up and coming. They just want to take advantage of whatever you have going on, and it doesn't benefit anywhere.
Yes.
So just know what the business is. And let's see. Well, something else. Know what the business is, and enjoy it for what it is. I mean, there's good people all around. You're not always gonna get those people like Angela Butlers of the world who want to help you, and who want to push you to the top and show you off to everybody. You're gonna have to do a lot of it yourself, and that's the fun in it. Is nowadays the music industry, you could do it by yourself. You don't have to rely on a record label. You know, you build your product, you learn how to promote it. And the second thing, the biggest thing, you got to go get a job. Go get a job and have something to fall back on.
Okay.
Just in case the world is so rough, you decide that you can't handle it or you keep getting screwed over, whichever it may be. Go and get a job so you can push the music that you love, that you want other people to hear. You have to have means of it because nobody's going to take you there. Do it yourself.
Got to do it.
Sometimes you're going to get a break. You know, people may come to you and be like, look, can I feature you on the show? I think you're really great. But other times you're going to have to pay for stuff, pay for your studio time, pay for your beats. Like, the good thing about the Army was I personally spent my own money on buying all my beats exclusives. None of them were leased. They're all bought exclusive with exclusive contracts. And it's taken me a lot longer for me to drop an album, but I own them all. And when it comes down to doing my album, I don't have to worry about nothing.
Oh, okay. So you don't own the rights to you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wow, yeah.
I look forward to hearing more from you as the months and years and weeks to come. Weeks, months, and years to come. I look forward to hearing more about you, and I look forward to having you come at the show talk with Angela Butler. You are going to go far. And I look forward to seeing you at American Musical, not seeing you there, but seeing you on TV at least. You know, at the American Music Awards and the Grammys and things, because you're going to go far. I just got to believe that you're going to go far, and God is really going to bless you and your family.
Thank you very much. And it's definitely a pleasure to be on the show and everything that you're doing, Angela. You know, you have a good heart. You seem to be caring for the people and pursuing your passion. And, you know, and that's what it's all about, is people like us coming together and making a good cause. And, you know, the listeners are coming together and supporting how they can. It's all about that support. And, you know, just like if we want to take over the world, we've got to come together. So just like when music, we come together.
Yes, and yes, that is true. And I also like for you to tell listeners where they can go to buy your CD.
My music is out at www.sendtolife.com. You can type that in on Facebook, on YouTube. But if you just go to that site, it'll have all my links on it, where you can buy my music, where you can download all my older songs. Like www.72life.com. You can find me on Twitter on the same link.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you came on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm glad to have you on there, and I'm glad I got an interview with you before you got too big.
That's only in time. You know, like I said, always humble. I'd always be welcome to do this interview, yes, no matter how big
yes,
I get.
Yes, you are very humble. You are very humble. But you're not the only one. So most people come on the show are very humble people. They don't boast or brag. Most of the people are humble. We've got a caller. Hold on.
Okay.
Got some callers. Hello, caller, do you have a question for 7th Live? Hello, caller, I guess you just called to listen. Guess you all just called to listen. All right. I posted the number on Facebook, so I guess they just called in to listen. So I had quite a few people.
Okay.
So that's going to end the show. I'm going to play some more of your music, some more of your CD. I'm glad you come on Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I just believe that you're going to go far.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing your progress as well.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, 7th to Live. God bless you.
Take care, Angela. God bless.
Yes, sir. Bye.
It's hard living life without you. Mind games, living off your portrait. Now in the time frame, just wanna kiss you, cuddle. I know my words are subtle, but I'm missing you. I'm missing you. Staring at the wall with your picture in hand. But the distance make you stronger, baby. Picture your man right beside you, touching up and kissing you. I miss you. Hey girl, I'm a superstar. They call me out on the block. Only knew you from the club, but opportunity not. That is, it will be legit. So for dinner, let's sit and talk about the things that make you tick. I wasn't looking for love, wasn't thinking you could. You turned out to be a woman, not some rap in the hood. Late nights we speak about the lives we've led. But forgive me for something that I've never said. Cause baby, it's hard living life without you. Mind games, living off your portrait. Now in the time frame, just wanna kiss you, cuddle. I know my words are subtle, but I'm missing you. I'm missing you. Staring at the wall with your picture in hand. But the distance make you stronger, baby. Picture your man right beside you, touching up and kissing you. I miss you. This distance is everything I knew it would be. I knew I'd have to remember everything you've proven to me. I lay my back against the wall.
A cheater always. It's a shame. Played you like a ball game. Who's to blame when dirt's thrown on the flame? Things may never change. You swear that they are all the same. C H E A T E R. Execution of the cheater. 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 Execution of the cheater.
One time for the walk of life. My hustle, struggle, and fight. Put in work, earn my stripes.
Execution of the cheetah.
One with the gods. Name's Hercules. But I'm just a man. Still surfacing. And I've seen this perfect queen. 34-26 working jeans. Confident interest work with me.
Execution of the cheetah.
Let me air it out. Wife at home that I care about. Little bit lost in the air right now. Little bit of trust can't compare right now. Little bit of us, let's tear it down. Little bit of luck that she won't find out. That she won't find out.
Execution of the cheetah.
Trust but verify. This is scary. I kill love by initiation. Let's be real, it was imitation. And to think it was just us three. And to think that you trust me. Once upon a time but not long ago, I understand that you gotta go. You did your best like the honor roll. And I flunked it and I dropped out. And to say that I'm sorry is a cop out. Put a medal to my head and just rocked out.
And they say, was a cheater always. It's a shame. Played you like a ball game. Who's
who's to blame? When dirt's thrown on the flame, things may never change. You swear that they are all the same. C H E A T E R. Execution of the cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah. Execution of the cheetah.
Now it's a face-off. No telling what the case cost.
America, what's all the trade?
I mean, what is a king without a queen? Let's see what that look like, dude. United as one, divided by who? Sprinkling on lust, and it's two times one. You left, she left, I am the sum. I plead my case like that ain't my gun. Like that ain't my gun. But it is my gun.
Execution of the cheater.
Cheating is in season. The latest fashion. If love is war, salute to those who made it past it. Blinded by passions, no excuses. Attachment issues, I be on my EK 2-ish. But karma's knocking, mark of the beast. Ain't nothing like a woman scorned until she cheats. I'm still young, but it gets old. What a fucked up, rough, tough, tattered soul. KIA doesn't matter though. Truth be told, shame on me. Execution of the cheater and the aim's on me.
And they say, once a cheater, always. It's a shame, played you like a ball game. Who's to blame when dirt's thrown on the flame? Things may never change. You swear that they are all the same. C H E A T E R. Execution of the cheater. The cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah, the cheetah, execution of the cheetah.
Listeners, that was Selling to Live song, Execution of a Cheater. Next, we're going to hear the song Missing You.
It's emotional, and John Michael.
Yeah.
Thought I knew you, someone that I could trust. Thought we'd do the unthinkable, miles away from lust. We were Cupid's best creation, like role models and such. And we drove our friends crazy the way we laughed and we touched. But was I dreaming? Did I fall in love with idea of a family? With a Shakespeare for one moment and Romeo was happy, happily, but... am I so wrong? Believing longevity as time goes on. Thomas Edison's love shit, but lights go on. And the truth turned to lies, will I be so strong? One question in my mind, can't get it out of my head. And it all makes sense, why flicks of heart to red? Gotta learn my lesson, create euphoria. I never been drunk, I'm just hurt. That was so cold, but I feel so burnt. Trying to find the answer, studying the text. Used to play this game, so you fucking with the best. One lie, two lie, three lie, four. Down for the count, hugging on the floor. I try to protect us from Hannibal Lecter. But you say Wi-Fi and I couldn't connect
myself. Try to save face, but it ain't thinking me. Punch Pilate, wash your hands free. Try to protect us from Hannibal Lecter. You say Wi-Fi, but I couldn't connect us. Try to save face, but it ain't thinking me. Pontius Pilate, wash your hands free. Was it worth it? Came birth, so it's best you leave. One question my mind about your dirty deed. One question my mind about your dirty deed. Did you think of me?
Commercials on Show Talk with Angela Butler. The call in number is 1-347-327-9376.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
At-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 70 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his slash her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, as a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth as on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at client@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
All right, listeners, do not forget to go out and get your leisure, of course, and everything by Power of the V, by Author John Watts. It can be found at Amazon.com. Also, don't forget April Holt Smith, the owner of Butterfly Cosmetics. Don't forget to buy her cosmetics at www.butterflycosmetics.com. Also, let's not forget Angelina Squire. She is the author of the book, Tune Into the Right Voice. Let the voice of God be louder than the voice of your struggle. Don't forget these people. Don't forget to cater to their businesses. And go listen to some more commercials.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
All right, listeners, I'm glad you stayed with me tonight. We had with us earlier tonight, 7 to Live. He is the rapper that was on the show. 7 to Live has a CD out, and he gave the name of his website. We're going to listen to some more of his music, and then we're going to end the show.
It's hard living life without you, with mind games, living up your portrait. Now in the time frame, just wanna kiss you, cuddle. I know my words are subtle, but I'm missing you. I'm missing you. Staring at the wall with your picture in hand. What the difference make you stronger, baby? Picture your man right beside you, touching up and kissing you. I miss you. Hey girl, I'm a superstar. They call me out on the block. Only knew you from the club, but opportunity knocked. Doubted it would be legit. So over dinner, let's sit and talk about the things that make you tick. I wasn't looking for love, wasn't thinking you could. You turned out to be a woman, not some rap from the hood. Late nights we speak about the lives we've led. But forgive me for something that I've never said. Cause baby, it's hard living life without you. Mind games, living off your portrait. Now in the time frame, just wanna kiss you, cuddle. I know my words are subtle, but I'm missing you. Staring at the wall with your picture in hand. What the difference make you stronger, baby? Picture your man right beside you, touching up and kissing you. I miss you. This distance is everything I knew it would be. I knew I'd have to remember everything you've proven to me. I lay my back against the wall.
You listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The calling number is 1-347-327-9376.
I
thought I knew you, someone that I could trust. Thought we'd do the unthinkable, miles away from lust. We were Cupid's best creation, like role models and such. And we drove our friends crazy the way we laughed and we touched. But was I dreaming? Did I fall in love with idea of a family? With a Shakespeare for one moment and Romeo was happy, happily. But am I so wrong? Believing longevity as time goes on. Thomas Edison's love shit, but lights go on. And the truth turned to lies, will I be so strong? One question in my mind, can't get it out of my head. And it all makes sense, why flicks live hard to read.
Table, feel
like a warrior. Gotta learn my lesson, create euphoria. And never been drunk, I'm just hurt. That was so cold, but I feel so burnt. Trying to find the answer, studying the text. Used to play this game, so you fucking with the best. One lie, two lie, three lie, four. Down for the count, hugging on the floor. I'm trying to protect us from Hannibal Lecter. But you say Wi-Fi and I couldn't connect us. Try to save face, but it didn't think of me. Punch Pilate, wash your hands free. Try to protect us from Hannibal Lecter. You say Wi-Fi, but I couldn't connect us. Try to save face, but it didn't think of me. Pontius Pilate, wash your hands free. Was it worth your came birth, so it's best you leave. One question my mind about your dirty deed. One question my mind about your dirty deed. Did you think of me?